Hi there. Today is September 5th, 2022, and my name is Dr. Avery Harris. I was supposed to do this check-in a few days ago, but I kind of got sick and I wasn't able to do it, but I'm back now. It seems in my absence, Ophelia missed me. I was only gone for about a week, and I hadn't figured she'd bonded with me that much. I've only been working with the creature for about a month now. She's never bonded with any researcher before. Why would I be any different? According to my fellow researchers, for the week that I was gone, Ophelia had severe anxiety and was lashing out more than usual. When I entered the containment chambers today, she was visibly relieved to see it was me entering her home and not someone else. It's kind of the closest I've ever gotten to a welcome from her. I think it might be the closest anyone has gotten as to a welcome from her. I am currently sitting in her containment unit while I record this. She hasn't moved to attack me, which is a positive sign. She also isn't displaying anything aggressive, which is a rarity. She's allowing me to just sit in here and watch her while she plays with a toy. Currently, she's completely enamored with this squeaky toy I brought her. Wherever she's from, she doesn't have these, and I guess they're like the coolest thing in the world to her. That might help you, newbie, or whoever is listening to this. My boss wants me to spend more time in here with her. They think that if we spend quality time together, then she'll warm up to me. I'm not sure if that is actually the case. I think the reason she likes me more than other scientists is because I treat her with respect. Some of the scientists who work here tend to forget that these aren't just projects that can't feel. They're living things with emotions and opinions. Wants and needs. Sometimes working at DLTCP sucks because all you can think about is letting these guys free from their containment units. They shouldn't be locked up here away from their homes. But then you remember what they do when they aren't contained. Of course, not all specimens are considered dangerous. I-8-P5W goes home with his favorite researcher every night. And that's technically allowed because he isn't a threat to society like Ophelia. It's just not fair. It's not fair that I-8 is allowed to see the world, but something like Ophelia has to be kept buried underground all alone. Like a dirty, shameful secret. And it seems Ophelia agrees with me. I know. You've been all alone for about a week now. It must have been so tough for you. I know the other researchers are scared of you. They don't understand you. Newbie, if Ophelia is still around while you're listening to these tapes, you better go in the containment unit with her. It would be awful if, as soon as I was no longer taking care of her, she went back to being all alone. She's clearly very social, and she is alive. She's intelligent and can communicate. She keeps staring at me like she's trying to tell me something, and I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to make any progress communication-wise. I'll keep you up to date on that. Sorry. My thoughts are all jumbled right now. I guess that's what happens when you're all alone in a cage with something like Ophelia. What else? Her body has started to change. This is the first time in the history of us knowing her that this has happened. Her coloring shifted from more neutral blues and greens to an iridescent coloring, kind of like a male peacock. She seems to be carrying things back and forth, making some kind of structure. When I told some of the others that work here what she was doing, they said she might have reached adulthood or sexual maturity, but I happen to disagree. I think for her species, she's been an adult this entire time. I think what's happening is some type of mating ritual. Based on the time of year and her behavior, she might be trying to seduce someone. In all honesty, it might be me, considering how excited Ophelia was when I entered her enclosure. Now, newbie, listening to this, you probably know the results of what Ophelia's doing. After all, you're in the future. Which is kind of weird to think about. I hope that the changes she's making are for the better and not the worse, and I hope I am thriving in the future. While she's distracted by her toy, I'm going to see if I can touch her. If I'm unsuccessful, you'll know, but if I am successful, I'll be the first scientist to have done it, and I will have gotten it on this little recorder. Nice and slow, Avery. Don't make any sort of movements. Slowly walk over to her. Hey. Hi, I'm not gonna hurt you. I just wanna feel you. Would it be okay if I... Oh, that's it? That's it, pretty girl. Do you like how it feels? Yeah? Oh. Well, aren't you cute? Oh, and that's a noise that we didn't know you could make. It sounds an awful lot like purring. Are you happy, pretty girl? She seems to be enjoying my touch, leaning into it even. Her skin feels like a dolphin's. It's rubbery, way too smooth, cool to the touch, and kind of wet. There's this sticky substance coating her entire body that, when I stop petting her and spread my own fingers, it leaves a snail trail between them. As gross as this viscous stuff feels on my hand, I can't help but be excited knowing that I'm the first person to touch her. Previously, we had assumed her skin was dry, but knowing it's coated in something like this only furthers my thought that she's originally from the sea, or at least somewhere wet. But you're being such a good girl. Yes, you are. Nuzzling into my touch. I've never met anyone who didn't like to be petted. Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it? Yeah, that's a good girl. Can you speak? Can you say hi to me? Baby steps, Avery. Baby steps. Don't try to push this or diminish your progress. You're sitting in Ophelia's chambers and you're petting her. She's letting you touch her. This is huge. Considering every other researcher who has worked with her ends up abandoning her sooner or later, this is an improvement. I hope she knows that I'm never going to leave her. Not willingly, at least. I know there's an amazing woman inside of Ophelia. No one has seen it yet or brought it out. Treating anyone like they're an experiment gone wrong is going to make them closed off, obviously. But it's okay, because I'm here. And I'm going to take a different route with you, Ophelia. You hearing that, newbie? I hope the noises she's making are picking up on the recorder. She sounds a bit like a cat, genuinely. I'd assumed when she made a noise, it would be more akin to a dolphin, but I don't know. I think it's like a tiger or something. Isn't that interesting? While she closes her eyes and enjoys some affection, I'm going to address whoever is listening to this tape. Like I said, I don't know if this is going into the archives or if you're taking over for me. I'm going to assume if you're listening to this, something atrocious happened to me and you're my replacement. I'm going to give you some tips for having Ophelia warm up to you. It'll probably help with the research and make her not feel so alone. The most important thing to remember is she is a living thing. She has intelligence and consciousness. She didn't decide that she wanted to be here at the DLTCP. She was taken against her will and basically imprisoned by beings that she doesn't understand. Everything that you do with her, whether it's giving her food or bringing her water, trying to establish communication, you need to do it with an air of caution and respect. She's scared. Nobody makes the most logical decisions when they're scared. You need to earn her trust, newbie. Hell, I'm still learning it now. This, right now, this is the most affectionate she's ever been. Sorry about that. She's nuzzling into my side and I'm super ticklish. You're gonna want to allow her to come to you. That is my biggest piece of advice. Sit in her containment unit and watch her. You can do other work while you allow her to acclimate to your presence. Once she's used to you, she will start to check you out. She's naturally curious, and that's a good thing. You want to foster that and allow it to flourish. By allowing her to come to you, you make yourself not a threat, and you show her that you respect her as a living thing. I think before I was her caretaker, the scientists didn't do that. I think they would only go in there to give her food or water or run tests. It's no wonder why she was so scared. After only a month of being given space and respect, she's turned into this. I was gone for a week. Just 1 week. Maybe that's why she's being so affectionate. Did you miss me, pretty girl? Huh? Did you miss me? I'm going to take that as a yes. I'll keep you updated on what she's building and if her coloring changes anymore. I'm also going to be keeping a close eye on her behavior. She is showing affection, which is a wonderful sign, but this could quickly turn sour. Maybe I'm able to get you out of here and these tapes are destroyed and they will never see the light of day again. God, I hope I can do that. Oh, and newbie. Don't let the other scientists scare you away from being gentle with her. She isn't as dangerous as they make her out to be, apparently. All she needed was a little bit of time and respect, and she's a completely different thing. The gnashing and violent Ophelia I was told about, she's gone, isn't she? And if she's still there, give her some pets for me, okay?